This is Dave Glowatz. I'm here with Ben Shirovsky of the Chicago Reader. Are you ready to throw it down, Ben?
Let's go.
We're talking about his article in the December 3rd, 2009 edition of the Reader called The Passenger with a Gun, an article that talks about the experience of a Chicago cab driver whose drunken passenger allegedly pulled a gun on him and turned out to be a Chicago police officer. And the article details what happened after that, how the cab driver didn't seem to be able to get a response from the various city agencies responsible. That's what we're going to talk about. First of all, I'm curious, how did you get this story?
The cab driver called me or contacted me. This is sort of like going back in time for me. I used to do stories like this all the time, way back in years ago when you were still in high school at Weber High.
I don't think so.
Or was it Weber Grill?
I think we're the same age.
Oh, you're so young and unbeaten down by the world. So I used to do stories like this all the time. They were called Neighborhood News. And over the last, I don't know, 6 or so years, I've been focusing on just overall city politics. This gentleman got a hold of me. I can't remember. I think it may have been the editor of the cab driver's newspaper, but whatever. Anyway, they got a hold of me, and I found the story so compelling I wanted to write it, and it was just a matter of finding the time to get it in the paper. So I found it a very compelling and interesting story about Chicago.
I've noticed that you don't write about the police all that much.
I used to do these stories all the time. As I moved to citywide issues, I stopped doing these individual stories. I think your overall point, I don't cover the police, partly because for years there were at least two writers at the Reader, John Conroy and Steve Aguirre, who would write about police issues on a regular basis. And so I sort of felt, well, that's just overkill. And for the last 5 years, I've just been focused on City Hall and budgets and politics. You know, it's just not enough time in the week.
One of the agencies that your article talks about is the Independent Police Review Authority. And just for our listeners' benefit, that is the authority that takes all complaints from citizens of police misconduct. And it was created in 2007 by Mayor Daley to replace the Office of Professional Standards, which had two major differences, as I recall. One is that it reported to the police commissioner, the police superintendent, rather. And now it's independent from, at least nominally, from the police superintendent reports to the mayor. And secondly, it wasn't responsible for all reports of citizens for malfeasance. There still is another agency within the police department called the Internal Affairs Division.
Oh, right,
IAD, yeah. The head of the Independent Police Review Authority is the chief administrator, and the first one that the mayor appointed, her name is Ilana Rosenzweig, and she is a former staff attorney for a similar agency in Los Angeles. And I was reading about her, you know, you just mentioned how you were writing about this cab driver or other people who would find themselves, when dealing with the police department, into a Kafkaesque version of hell. She reported that not long after she started the job and she was in the city council hearings, you know, for confirmation, she said someone came up to her and said, "Welcome to hell."
Yeah, well, I found her remarkably accessible. This is my first dealing with this office, and it's my first dealing with her. And I called the office and asked to speak with her, not knowing who else to ask for. And to my shock, she came on the phone, and I think that's a first. You know, she gave me the obvious comment, which is, "This is still under investigation, so I will not answer any of your questions regarding the case." But I appreciated the fact that she came on the phone and didn't make me wait, you know, 2 days to hear the same thing. My reading of this story is, and this is just my reading of it, that folks at the state's attorney's office, who ultimately would be the ones to bring charges, if charges will be brought, don't know what to do with this case. Because the cab driver has a very strong case that this off-duty police officer pulled a gun on him that should not be tolerated. On the other hand, it is an off-duty police officer, and you know that's a very delicate situation. I think everybody involved would have much preferred it if the cab driver, the night of the incident, had just said, "Forget it, give me my fare, and I'll just drop the whole thing." But this is a very stubborn guy, and you know, he's one of these people who says that a greater principle is at stake, and he's not going to drop it, and that pulling a gun on a cab driver should not be tolerated by a civilized society.
The fact that the state's attorney's office doesn't seem to be moving on it, and you feel that they're not moving on it because they're
apprehensive
about prosecuting this cop for doing that, that implies to me that this sort of thing goes on all the time. So they feel like they don't want to single this guy out. Is that?
I don't know. That's a valid point. I don't know why they're apprehensive. We don't know who the officer is. You know, his name has not been released. So I have absolutely no idea why it's taking so long. As I point out in the article, a similar situation where there was an allegation made of an abusive police officer had to do with that CTA bus driver. I don't know if you saw that in the newspaper. And within 6 weeks, I believe it was, the prosecutors had filed charges in that case against the CTA bus driver. The CTA bus driver contended that he was attacked by an off-duty police officer. His complaint went to the state's attorney and his office of review, and they determined that no, the evidence showed that he had not been attacked by the police officer and he had filed a false report. So they then prosecuted him for filing a false report. So it's interesting that that matter was resolved in 6 weeks. This matter is past 7 months.
One of the big differences, presumably, is that on that one, there is video evidence. You know, there was video on the bus of what the altercation was between the police officer who came onto the bus and the bus driver. So you would assume that if they're considering the evidence, that they have a basis for that charge.
I'm not familiar with that case other than what I read in the newspaper, but the key moment when the officer allegedly struck the bus driver, when the bus driver said the officer struck him, is not on tape. And as I read the articles in the paper, the state's attorney was responding to testimony of people who were on the bus. I don't know that case inside and out. That's just my general understanding from reading the newspaper. This other case involving the cab driver and the unknown police officer, there's evidence that would support the cab driver's story. There's his call to 911, which of course is recorded. There's the testimony of the police officers who came upon the scene to respond to his complaint of the gun. There's the evidence where the police surrounded the passenger from the cab who was in an alley and had him turn over his pistol. And sure enough, it was a pistol like the one identified by the cab driver. So there is evidence. Nothing's changed now. Maybe the police officer who's been accused of pulling the gun has a compelling story, in which case you have to say, okay, it's one man wording, it's another. We don't know who's right. No, we're not going to prosecute at all. The fact that they haven't reached that conclusion after 7 months is what leads me to conclude that maybe they're apprehensive about proceeding with a prosecution.
Maybe the cop is Anita Alvarez's cousin.
That's a joke. He doesn't know that.
And one more thing, the law requires in cases of complaints to the Independent Police Review Authority that if the authority doesn't close the case, if they don't complete the investigation within 6 months, they have to send a letter to the complainant explaining why they haven't completed the case. So according to the article, the cab driver did receive a letter, but did it say why?
You know, I have that letter upstairs. I can't remember. I think it was just bureaucratic jargon along the lines. It's taking time to conclude the case. So we haven't concluded the case because it's taking time to conclude the case. I'm telling you, it's Kafkaesque. You know? I mean, I spent years writing stories like this. I feel like after the story came out, I got a message from a very good friend and loyal reader who said, why are you going back to these stories? I like, you know, a sale daily on the TIFFs and the city council budget. And I said, well, I'll do that next week. But every now and then, I just found it so compelling.
Sort of man on the street, you know?
That's right, man on the street. So anyway, next week, don't worry, TIFF stories will be coming.
With that preview, I'll thank you. Ben Jarowski, the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome.
This is Dave Gloetz. You've been listening to the rest of the story. When you get a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments of these interviews or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.